How are you feeling about being back at work? Are you happy to be slotting back into your usual routine, or have you been dreading it? I think that most of us have at some stage thought about packing it all in and doing something completely different. But the older you get, the harder it seems to pull something like that off. And most of us end up playing it safe and staying put, but not Ben Collins. After 17 years working as a journalist in regional Western Australia, he decided to switch things up and go back to uni. 4 years on, he's just finished his first week as a junior doctor, aged 51. You are going to hear Ben's story, and I'll also introduce you to someone who could help you make a change like this if you want to. But tell me your story. If you have had a midlife career change, how did you decide to do it, and did it pay off for you? Send me a text, 0418 226 576. But hello, welcome to newly minted junior doctor Ben Collins. Welcome to Life Matters.
Thanks, Tegan.
What pushed you to make that big decision to switch things up a couple of years ago?
It was just, I think, being in my previous job for what seemed like a very long time, which I loved my previous job for a long time, but probably about 10 years in, I started thinking, okay, I've got to really try and keep this fresh and not become jaded and sort of resentful of the world. And that just got more and more difficult as the years went by, and I started looking around in my small town at what other opportunities might be available to me. And there weren't many. One day my wife suggested this crazy idea of doing medicine, which was I pretty much just dismissed immediately. And then just kept coming back to it over years, though. This took years and years. And I just got increasingly sort of desperate at my old job and thinking, you know, in the end, I'd been there for like 15 years, say, when I made the big decision. And I was thinking, I've got at least another 15 years to go at this job. Can I survive that? And so it was more the fear of staying became greater than the fear of going.
But like being a doctor is a pretty major career change and a lot of study, like compared to something else you could have switched to doing.
Yeah, I sort of like looked at my options and, you know, what could I do? And it was a great job being a small town journalist. And so the bench was kind of high. I ideally didn't want to just do anything. I knew I loved doing work where I felt like I was helping people. And I thought, being a doctor, that's like, yeah, it's your job just to help people. So that was a big part of it, that sort of satisfaction. And then there's like weighing up the cost of leaving your work and having to study for a long time and how that equation turns out. You know, I seriously thought about doing teaching and doing nursing, and doctor seemed like the craziest idea, but I just thought, what an adventure as well. That was a big part of it as well. So it's like, this would be a crazy adventure that I never dreamt would happen to me. I'll give it a go.
I love that. I mean, most people are studying medicine when they're in their early 20s. You know, there's lots of pressures on your life at that stage, but it's a pretty different life stage to what you were in your late 40s. Kids, I think you had to move to study. Talk me through the logistics.
Yeah, it was huge. And so, you know, there's a really intense exam to get into medicine. So like, I made the decision, and then it was 2 years of sort of carefully planning to be able to try and get in, studying while I was still working to sort of get up to speed, traveling thousands of kilometres to my nearest capital city in Perth to sit the exam, which was just like, there's been so much stress and anxiety over the last sort of 4 to 6 years. It's intense. And part of that as well is walking in to lecture theatres and feeling, you know, I'm older than the lecturer typically, and certainly at least 10 years older than the one sort of 40-year-old who's in the lecture theatre, and then everyone else is 23. And so much sort of stress and feeling sort of really nervous, and which is sort of new after you've slowly worked out some sense of comfort zone at your previous workplace, you know. And I was a trainer in my previous job and sometimes manager, and then to go back to square one, it was really challenging. And we had to move the kids to schools down in the city, rent a place sight unseen, because we didn't find out that, yes, we got in and we're going to start in January until like the previous November. So I had to rent our home out in our small town and find a rental and re-enroll the kids in schools. It was, I wouldn't wish it sort of on anybody unless you really feel you want it. And I think that's what I had, was just a really strong motivation. And that's what sort of carried me through, is that I knew over many years that this is what I wanted to do.
You are listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking to Dr. Ben Collins. He's just become a junior doctor aged 51 after 17 years working as a journalist. Decided he didn't want to do that anymore, went back and retrained as a doctor. And I'm really interested to hear from you this morning on whether you've pulled off a midlife career change. What did you think you were maybe too old for, but you decided to do it anyway? You can send me a text on 0418 226 576. One person says, I changed from 20 years working in childcare to academia. More money for much easier work. Well played. Well, also with me is Ellen Hooper, who's a career coach who's worked with thousands of people navigating their own career transitions. If Ben is inspiring you, perhaps she has some advice on how you could do something similar. Ellen, welcome to Life Matters.
Thanks for having me.
Have you met any later in life doctors like Ben in your work?
I have to say, I'm just over here beaming because I'm so proud of Ben. An amazing transition. No, I see lots of them. No, this is my first doctor.
Well, there you go.
But I have seen lots of people navigate changes.
What kind of people are usually coming to you? What sort of advice are they usually looking for?
I think there's a lot that's really similar about Ben's story. So it's usually got this sense of, people don't use this word, but I think it's boredom. You know, I've actually reached the kind of edge of growth at where I'm at currently. And one of the things I think we don't talk about much, or that not many people know, is being bored can be kind of bring on just as many dysfunctional behaviours as being stressed can. But we all think, oh, I'm getting paid pretty well. It's not hard. It's pretty easy, you know. Maybe this is as good as it gets. Maybe this is where I'm meant to stay. So that idea of, I know what I don't like about my current career, but I'm really not sure what's next, is very, very common.
Yeah, and I think we heard Ben talking about that sort of sense of mastery, and that you go back to studying something completely new and you're like, I'm a baby. I don't know any of this stuff. I don't have that good feeling of being sort of maybe the most qualified person in the room anymore. How do you help people figure out where their skills might fit?
And it's interesting, because while that feels really tricky, it's often what people are looking for to kind of get good at something again, to try something a bit more challenging. There's a few different ways. I actually really love Ben's stories, because he did something that I would suggest lots of people do, which is the people around him knew him really well. So talking to your friends and families and even colleagues that you trust to go, hey, what am I good at? You know, what do you think could be a really good career for me, can be really interesting. Almost every career change has a transferable skill. So what journalists and doctors have in common, they're really good at asking questions. They're probably quite driven by purpose. And, you know, there's a lot about going, yeah, as a journalist, I don't know anything about this topic. I've got to figure it out in kind of 15 minutes or less. And that's a really good setup for studying something new and interesting. And then, of course,
there's just
one more thing I think people find really useful. There's some really great free online testing you can do. So I really recommend the High Five Strengths Test. It's online, it's free, and it will tell you your top five strengths, and that can be a really nice place to kind of zoom out and see what you're good at.
Ben, it was interesting hearing Ellen say the people around you kind of know you really well. It was your wife who suggested you make this change. Someone in the text line's going, where's the wife's partner support person? She needs credit too. I can only imagine how much heavy lifting your whole network had to do to help you make this transition.
Yeah, it totally true. And I think it really highlighted that for me. I'd go to uni, feel terribly overwhelmed and even panicky at times. So, you know, what Ellen said about sort of the mental health of staying in a job can, you know, get really difficult. And that was a big thing for me, but just that I felt that it would become a real challenge if I stayed. But then it was really challenging going back to uni, being able to come home sort of made my little family like this oasis that I would come back to, and just walking the dogs in the city that I didn't know and stuff like that. But with my family, it was just the thing I think that got me through 100%, because it was pretty trying time. But at the same time, it was really exhilarating as well. So there was a real mixture. I regret this pretty much never. There was a bit of a panic attack in the medical library one time. I was like, what have I done? But mostly it was like, this is really hard, but also exciting. So yeah, family was important.
You are listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor with new doctor Ben Collins and career coach Ellen Hooper, talking about later in life career changes, midlife career changes. I'm predicting a medical career for you, Ben. We're not saying you're too late in life yet. I'm asking you for your stories on 0418 226 576. Kathleen in Melbourne says, I had a career in the US conducting orchestras and choirs. When my mum was diagnosed with dementia, I returned to Australia and there aren't as many conducting jobs available here. So I went back into academia and I'm now teaching full-time education. I made that change when I was 49 years old and it was remarkable. I also have a call from Steph, who had a similar experience. Steph, tell me your story.
I was working in the environment sector for 20 years and it was a little bit depressing, I have to say, over that time period. And I'd been working in the area of climate change at a period of time where climate change was still struggling for prominence, and I got too depressed, so I decided that the next most interesting thing would be medicine.
Okay, so same as Ben. How old were you when you became a junior doctor?
So I was 49 when I started as a junior doctor. Similar to Ben, I spent a couple of years preparing, so I had it had been more than 10 years since I'd graduated from my last degree, so I actually had to do some more postgraduate study. I did a Master's of Public Health and during that time also prepared for the GAMSAT, the entrance exam, which is very stressful. Ben's account of just 4 years of anxiety, resonates with me.
So, Steph, where are you at now with your medical career?
So I am close to the end of my specialty training. I'm doing training in the Australian College of Rural and Remote Medicine. And so I've sort of accrued now 5 years of practical experience and I'm just heading towards my final exams.
It's so important, rural and remote medicine. Steph, thank you so much for the call. What a delight. So Ellen, it sounds like there are more older junior doctors out there than you realised.
They must. I specialise in helping people work out when they feel stuck, you know, what is next? So I guess the doctors, they know.
Also on the text line, Jackie says, my parents' family doctor had been a teacher until late career when he confessed to his wife he had always wanted to be a doctor. She supported the family while he studied. He was the most attentive, thoughtful, inquiring and engaging doctor and helped them enormously. Ben, talk to me about how your life experience is enhancing your very early doctor days.
Well, I think in a few ways. So I think Ellen's right that journalism surprisingly does help quite a bit, because that rapport building and communication that we do in journalism is really important in medicine. I think as well, not to take it away from my junior colleagues, but some people respond better to an older person as well. Just some of those junior doctors look really young, even though they're incredibly talented people, you know, and at least as good as a junior doctor as I could ever be. But just seeing an older person, I've got life experience. I've had, you know, raised three children, been through a few of my own medical experiences as well, both with kids and also as a middle-aged person now. So all of those things do really help in medicine. And I think as well, just that being a student, I was such a better student second time around. I did do a degree in wildlife biology, weirdly, was my first degree way back in my 20s. And then being a student this time, you know, in my 40s and then early 50s, I was just way more strategic. I was way more used to the working day and just able to get in and get the job done. And so there was a lot of, and maybe hopefully that's sort of helping me now. I'm only 1 week into being a doctor, but just the work routine is very familiar to me. Turning up, being there for a long time, I imagine that might be a bit easier. It certainly would have been mean, compared to young me, I don't think I could have done this at all when I was young. But I'm much more work ready now in many ways. And then there's disadvantages, though. I think I sort of I'm more demanding of myself. I'm used to being competent and capable, and so I think I find it harder to not know stuff. And you know, I want to be sort of functioning at a high level straight away, which just isn't possible. And then I can be a bit hard on myself when the reality hits.
Okay, so Ellen, if people are listening and going, yes, I want to do something differently, what's the kind of process to figure out what to do next?
Yeah, I think there's something really practical, which is to know your numbers. So I think lots of people have more financial security than they realise. And of course, then I see some people who kind of jump all in with less financial security than they, who thought they had more financial security than they thought they had. So just being really practical about knowing your numbers. And then the other thing is that most people try to make these really big jumps. So they either think of a career path that seems just too far away. So, you know, want to be a ballerina or an astronaut, or something that's too close. So, you know, I'm a lawyer and I'll just go and be a lawyer in another firm, and what's the point of a change? I have two little kids, so I always kind of go back to what I learned from Frozen, which is just, it's all about the next right step. You know, if you can make a career move that gets you just a 10% more enjoyable career than you have now, for a lot of people, that's more than enough. And most people's careers make sense looking backwards. I talk to a lot of people who they really feel like everyone else has this 5-year plan and everyone else is making really deliberate decisions. And having worked with so many people in their careers now, I just want you to know I've never met anyone with a 5-year career plan. So you're totally normal.
Ellen, thanks so much for sharing your wisdom and also for quoting Frozen 2, arguably the better of the Frozen movies. And thank you also, Dr. Ben Collins, for chatting with me this morning. Ben made a career pivot in his late 40s from regional journalist to junior doctor, and Ellen is an executive and career coach. And thank you for your stories as well. Just massive smile on my face reading these. Peter in Wollongong says, I spent 30 years as a software developer. Once I turned 50 and my kids were no longer financially dependent on me, I chucked it in and started a window cleaning business. I love it. I'm outside, active, and I meet new people every day, and my clients love the work I do. Another says, I actually went from medicine to music and am now a conductor. I also do continue some medicine and am loving both.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.